You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
I also spoke with the Green Party's finance spokesperson, Julie Ann Genter, about their thoughts on the budget and how they think some of it could have been spent differently. I first asked her how much she thinks that the budget, how much she thinks that the payment will alleviate the cost of living crisis.
I think that it will make a difference for some people who receive it, but ultimately it's insufficient to deal with the cost of living crisis, and that's why the Green Party is also calling for rent controls, overhaul of the welfare system, including guaranteeing a minimum income. There's a whole lot of things that making public transport free for everyone. So there's more that can be done that the Greens would have done if we had more power in this government.
Do you think that the other aspects that the Labor government has implemented, such as the continuation of half-price gas prices and half-price public transport, will help alleviate the cost of living in its current state?
I think half-price public transport is going to make a real difference, and we were thrilled to see the community services cardholders will get permanent all-the-time 50% reduction on public transport. That's something the Green Party worked on last term, and I as minister, and so it's great to see that finally coming to fruition. But again, we're calling for more. We're calling for free public transport for everyone. Wouldn't cost that much money. Good for the climate. And of course, we need to increase services as well. We don't agree with the petrol tax holiday. I can understand the rationale when oil prices are really high, but it will get a bit dangerous because at some point we are going to need revenue to fund the transport system, and subsidizing the use of petrol isn't good for the climate.
Do you think that the $350 package fund is going to make a major difference, or is it just a symbolic move on the government's part?
No, I think for those people who are doing it tough, it will make a difference. And we had campaigned on something similar of making the winter energy payment available to more people. But as I said, it's not sufficient. And what the Greens would do is a lot more. We didn't see in the budget a lot more investment in public housing. We didn't see a rent freeze and rent controls, overhauling the welfare system to guarantee a minimum income, fully free public transport. And all of that can be paid for with a wealth tax. And the wealth tax would have other benefits as well, in terms of keeping house prices from running away on us, which is part of what's driving inflation in New Zealand.
One of the criticisms that we've been seeing on the right has been the amount that this spending that the government has been taking place will be paid by future generations for years and years, and it will continue to drive up the cost of living. Do you think that the implementation of the capital gains tax that the Greens have been pushing for would help alleviate costs for future generations?
Yeah, definitely. There isn't an issue with the government spending money right now. The issue is they aren't raising enough revenue from the wealthiest people and rebalancing our tax system to make sure the very wealthiest people are paying their fair share, that land and property isn't disproportionately a way to make money, that housing is a human right. A wealth tax or a capital gains tax or some combination of both would go a long way to making sure that we can pay for all of this, and we're making our society fair. We're also stopping runaway house prices. The only countries in the OECD to not have a capital gains tax or some form of, there's other countries have different forms of a wealth tax or inheritance tax, and I think New Zealand really risks becoming a deeply unequal society if we don't fix our tax system and rebalance it.
There have also been some conversations about how consistent welfare checks, similar to universal basic income, could make a real difference for those who are doing it tough right now. Do you think that this would be a good policy implementation?
Yeah, one of the policies the Green Party campaigned on last time and we continue to push for is ensuring a livable income for everyone, and we can do that through a guaranteed minimum income. It's not the same as a universal basic income, but it is... does make sure that everybody has a livable income, no matter what situation they're in.
The main focus for a lot of parties has been how it is affecting the middle class, the squeezed middle, but there's less and less focus on the people who aren't up that point yet, who are still fighting to put kai on the table every single day. Do you think that there are any more movements that the government could have made within this budget that could have helped those folks?
Yes, absolutely. Ultimately, what is in the budget is better than nothing, but it is just tinkering, and we do need transformational change to end poverty in Aotearoa. And the Green Party will keep pushing for those changes, including a guaranteed minimum income for all. And I think that's what was missing in this budget, is there really wasn't anything for those who are living on the lowest incomes. And we know that they are suffering the most from inflation. So the Green Party welcomes the investment, but there needs to be more for those to help people on the lowest incomes, and those would be people who are on benefits.
Amongst all of the other funds that the government has pushed in the recent budget, such as the pushes for education, the pushes for the health sector, and the pushes for the climate, amongst many, many others, is there anything that you think could have used less funding, or anything that you think could have used any more funding other than what you've already mentioned?
Well, we need to see a rebalancing of the transport budget to sustainable, climate-friendly transport options. The reality is that the Labour majority government is carrying on spending huge sums of money on a few really expensive urban motorways that will make congestion worse and make climate change worse. And their options, their preferred options for light rail in Auckland and potentially their preferred option for Let's Get Lily Moving, have larger climate implications. So we have plenty of money in the transport budget to have transformational investment in public transport, light rail, safe walking and cycling, intercity regional transport, investing in regional rail, for example. It's just right now